This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Hey, crisis today. No coffee here.
I know, I nearly died. And then I had to go over to those horrible golden arches and drink that swill that comes out of her.
Tell you what, though, going down there was quite pleasurable because this time of morning you've got people cleaning the streets.
Yep.
There were window cleaners. There's roadworks going on.
I get so shocked. The world's alive. And I'm walking through the streets half dead thinking just...
It's alive, but they were all good looking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, then I come up here and I'm sitting opposite you.
Yeah, and then we've got Ugly Andy over in the corner. What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? Hey,
Yes, well, I just need to start with an apology.
Why?
Well, any moment you are going to smell it. So it was a bad start to the day.
We've had a really bad start to the day. Yes. You know that actually Tom, you know.
I do apologise.
You know there's meant to be health benefits of that. I think it's hydrogen sulfide.
So what are they going to say that's going to be good for my heart now?
Yeah, I think it was 2014, there was this study and it said that it can help, manage your health and for diseases. I think they even claimed things like cancer. I don't know if that's true or not, but apparently it's really good for you.
Well, my farts smell pretty like me, but wouldn't want to be my husband's. That's enough to make people run out of, you'd leave the country.
So are you concerned for my health? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it. I'm so sorry. What a way to start the day. So who's your queen of pop?
I'd have to say Madonna for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you'd be more divine.
No.
I mean, you're dressed very similar. You've got this very similar body shapes. I've assumed it was divine.
No.
But it's Madonna.
It's Madonna.
Now, she needs to change her act up. Did you see what she wore to the Met Gala?
I haven't seen
it.
But didn't she also preview a song?
Previewed a song, but no one knows her name yet.
Oh.
It sounded the same as the last 14 she's done. She hasn't done any yet.
Oh, she's good.
She needs to watch a bit of Kylie.
You reckon?
Of course, I'm going straight for Kylie.
I'd love to have a Madonna Kylie sing-off.
Oh, would you?
Yeah. Who do you reckon would win? You reckon Kylie?
Oh, Kylie'd take that old woman down. Yeah. She'd be doing some yoga, Kabulish, isn't it? She's into Kabul. I'd rub that bit of red string on her wrist and tie it around and drag her off. I need more coffee.
There's no coffee here. We're
I was
in
yelling
crisis
out
mode.
Level 9 down to Frenchie in the cafe down there.
The cute guy.
Yeah, yelling out, make 3 coffees. But he's not listening.
He's not listening. He can't hear you from up here on the 9th floor.
Can we send somebody down?
We could send some. We could send a rubber duck.
Why are we sending a rubber duck?
Because...
That ain't going to French Frenchie. That ain't going to impress Frenchie.
Yeah. NASA has found an asteroid. Looks like a rubber ducky.
Oh, really? So we've got to go outside and go, oh, duck, the duck.
Is that what we... duck, it's the duck. It's apparently so big, they've released new details. It's an object. It's called 2014 JO25. It's about 650 metres long.
And what's it got to do with the duck?
It looks like the general... They said, NASA released a statement, they said the general appearance of the asteroid, depending on the viewing angle, is vaguely reminiscent of a lopsided peanut or a rubber ducky.
I like that, depending on what side you look at. It doesn't matter. Anything could look like anything where you're looking from the other direction. Oh, you're playing rubber ducky.
Playing rubber ducky by Ernie. If the rubber duck was to hit Earth, it'd explode with a force, making it way more destructive than a nuclear bomb.
So we're all dead.
But happily, they've also released a statement saying it is not believed to be on a collision course with Earth.
And is this American?
Yeah.
Oh, so they've got no idea. Trump's running the country. He's ripped money out of everything, hasn't he? And he sends it all off to the...
To research a rubber ducky.
To research a rubber duck.
But also in the States, a huge inflatable duck, wearing sunglasses, of course, escaped from a charity event in Iowa, and it was spotted tumbling down a road, causing havoc, this massive rubber ducky.
So America's been invaded by ducks.
It was a bit like Godzilla. I think they are. They're focusing on rubber ducks for some reason.
I thought they were into turkeys or gerbils. I mean, that's what I thought was... I thought America was overrun. Yeah.
It's caused havoc, but the clip online shows everyone just motorists just calmly driving by, and this massive, like it's almost as tall as a building, rubber ducky flying, rolling down the street.
That would be great. I'd love to be sitting out there having a little coffee and a drink, and a big giant duck goes by.
Fear not, though, because the monster was stopped and no harm was done.
I know, and now we've got to worry about an asteroid. you don't want to go out of your house anymore, do you? If it's not a flying duck, it's going to get you. It's an asteroid duck. And if it's not that, it's probably someone's rubber duck in his pants. Have you, you know?
Yeah. Have you got a rubber ducky?
No, I'm not that childish. I had G.I. Joe when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah.
I had a rubber ducky.
Yeah, I could imagine. Yeah. Yeah.
It's 11 minutes to 8.
I'm getting angry.
Why yeah. angry?
I think I'm getting hungry. And I want another coffee and...
We do have a crisis in here. If anyone wants to drop us in a coffee, we've run out of coffee.
I know. We're joy. We're poor.
We've got no coffee. There's a word... You know the word hangry? And it means bad-tempered or irritable as a result of hunger. And
that's me. Are you describing me?
I reckon it's happening to me as well at the moment.
Oh, I'd like to see you butch it up. That would be a scream, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Well, apparently...
On a hand slapping. A little lisping, a little spitting.
Apparently it's real.
Oh, I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah, the School of Nutrition at King's College London has published something that says that it's recognised that there's a connection between irritability and hunger.
I can agree. I think this has been my whole life because my children used to do that. So if I'd be yelling at them for no reason, they'd bring me a biscuit and a blanket because I'm either cold or hungry. Yeah. So if I'm starting to yell and scream... Yeah.
But I notice that if I'm really hungry, my mood starts to drop definitely. So I'm aware of it. And I know as soon as I eat something, it's like, oh,
thank you. Thank you for the information. And I'm really enjoying this conversation.
So we're both really hungry and we're dying for a coffee here.
And what are you going to do about it, Warren? Can you see me looking at you? You keep giving me answers. Basically, I want you to get up and run. You're the runner.
Okay. Maybe we could send Andy down. He might be able to get one.
Oh, no, I wouldn't trust him. What he did it in the lift when we weren't watching.
According to this research, apparently the hormones that are released when we're hungry are also the same ones that trigger anger and rage and impulsive type behaviours.
Oh, that sounds great.
So Tom's going to be impulsive.
So basically go to bed angry. Bet sex is better.
Sexy? Ah, yeah, that's a good idea. Starve yourself before bed. Serious topic in Australia alone. Roughly 1 in 4 students have reported being bullied from primary to high school. Peers are...
I apologise now, I'm sorry.
Peers are present in 80% of bullying interactions, mostly as onlookers who do nothing to help the victim. That's true, isn't it?
Were you a bully at school?
No, not at all.
I was terrible.
Were you?
Considering I was this skinny little gay ranger, you think I should have been the one bullied. Oh, no. I was the bully.
So, but did you find that people stood around and watched?
Oh, God, that's why I did it. I love a show, you know that.
Didn't say anything. Well, IKEA, believe it or not, known for their meatballs.
Oh, they're bullies.
They're flat packs.
They get you in the shop and they never let you out. Now, if that's not bullying, I don't know what is.
It kind of is in a way, isn't it? Well, they've released an anti-bullying campaign where school kids were asked to bully plants for a month and observe the results. So the experiment involved... 2 nearly identical houseplants that were placed in a school and given the same amount of water, fertiliser and sunlight for 30 days. So you'd think they'd both thrive the same or die or whatever, same effect. Students were encouraged to record their voices, some saying lovely things and others saying crappy things, and these recordings were then played to an individual plant on loop for 30 days. So one of the plants had, you know, you're beautiful, I love you.
Love you.
And the other plant had all this horrible stuff. All this abuse yelled at it for 30 days on this loop. And the results at the end of the month were startling. The plant given encouragement remained healthy and thriving, while the bullied plant appeared to wilt from the mean words alone. And it's
agree.
True. This is true. This is an experiment, and you can see the results, and it's actually happened. And I thought, is this real? Would plants...
I talk to my plants. I talk to my garden when I do it. My nana used to do it. And I go out there and go, I love you, my little babies. You've got to grow really big for daddy. And
do they grow?
Yeah, I've never had a problem growing. So all my friends kill their plants. They send them to me. I bring them back to life. And then I give them back to them.
And
do you talk
to them?
Well, no one else in my house listens to me. But you know what? It's true because I've actually been doing that experiment on myself. I've taken it on myself. I'm doing this for... It's community service is what I'm going to call it. So I've been bullying Andy since we got here, as you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been harassing him, sending him dirty texts, leaving bad notes in his letterbox. Sorry, they were me on your windscreen. I left him there. And have you noticed in the last 4 weeks he's shrunk 2 inches?
He's very tall.
Well, I mean, we've taken a couple of inches off him.
Well, I looked at this and I thought, okay, what do plants really hear? And I looked into it and I did some research and I found that there was a study by the University of Western Australia that said that plants use sound waves to detect water. So they must have some ability to listen. And there was another one in 2014, and it said that the plants can distinguish between a caterpillar chewing, the sounds of it, and wind vibrations. And when it heard the caterpillar chewing, it produced more chemical toxins to get rid of the, caterpillar. So they must have some ability.
So I like the
listen.
Idea that we're talking to the plants, but what happens if the plant starts talking back to me? That usually means I've either been smoking it or eating it or something, and that's not appropriate in this country.
In all seriousness, if you know someone who is experiencing bullying, particularly kids, there is a kids helpline, 1-800-551-800 or Lifeline 1311.
Be nice to each other today, everybody.
131114. Yes, be nice. Yeah. And be nice to Andy, Tom.
Boo.
We're going to go for a coffee. Can I request where we go?
I know the food is horrible down there, the coffee shit, but that French waiter is so
hot. Really,
that's why we're going there.
Really, so we've got to go back and see. Do you go to places because of...
I've still got a shirt in the back of my cupboard. It is the most ugliest paisley shirt you'd ever see in your life. But I bought it because the guy kept telling me how hot I was in it as he kept rubbing, touching me up. The best one I ever got was I bought a pair of jeans in Naples. And the nice Italian man goes, they're very good on you. He goes, but you need your like penis to sit like that. And he stuck his hand down my pants and adjusted my penis in it. Yeah. And it was for like 2 seconds. I went... I bought the jeans. I look good in them.
That's a great one. They probably look terrible. Yeah. It's a good way to sell them.
Yeah. And then about 10 minutes later, he followed us up to our hotel room. So I had to run and knock myself in there and send Wayne out to get him. Yeah.
Well, this coffee guy that we, you know, he's very attractive that we go to. Yeah. You had a run in with him. You had an argument over a muffin versus a
Freon. I just want a coffee and a muffin. He goes, oh, we don't have muffin. We only have Freons. You know, and then I go, well, okay, I'll have it. So basically a Freon's just a stale muffin. It's all I could tell you. It was small. It was stale. So basically, yeah, 3-day-old muffins. We'll charge you $13 and we'll call it a Freon.
We're going to head back there soon, though.
I'm having a Freon. Yeah.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.